Here's one New Year's resolution that might be on some of your lists. Get the kids out of the house permanently. There used to be a time when children would leave the family home after they finished studying. Not anymore. The state of the economy, here and abroad, means more kids are staying safe in the nest. And the British government doesn't like that. The World's Alex Galifant has the story.
If you're opposed to big government, you're not going to like this. British authorities have produced a parenting guide, a guide for parents whose children are still unemployed and living at home 6 months after graduating college. Its author is Denise Taylor. She's what the Brits call a careers coach, and her message boils down to this. Don't make life too cushy for the kiddults under your roof.
Sometimes making things too easy doesn't give people the motivation to do something. So, of course, I'm not saying kick them out and put them on bread and water. But it's, you know, it's about encouraging them to take ownership and look for a job themselves. We know it's hard out there, but people are still getting jobs.
It's true. This is a horrible time to be looking for your first job. But for some parents, it can be kind of horrible still having your kids at home. Here's Hilary Duness, mother of three. Three adults, that is.
This is the fridge. We seem to have quantities of milk, half a bottle of wine, half a bottle of bitter lemon, and a little bit left of a shepherd's pie I made. And I believe lurking at the back is a very old pizza.
And here's one of her sons, Ben, a zoologist in his 20s, explaining himself.
Through all the loans, etc., that I have, it would be financially impossible for me to sort of move out of home.
The advice from the British government seems to say that's not really a good enough excuse, especially if your mum's still ironing your shirts. So the report suggests that parents cut back on stocking the fridge and stop doing the laundry. But that approach probably won't wash in Italy. Their permanent parenting is the norm, and it was kind of a problem even back in 1997. That's when an Italian priest, one Father Carmelo, offered the BBC some nuggets of wisdom from a marriage guidance course he was running. He argued that staying at home too long might invite too much parental involvement when a child did eventually fly the nest.
Most of the young people, they live with their parents until sometimes they are 30, 25, like baby, bambini. They are brought up in a different way. So it's very good to live because they look after them, you know, with the food, with the clothes, whatever. So when we do the marriage course in here, always I warn them to be very careful with the parents because the parents very often they can be the cause of their breaking up.
That's Italy. Here's France. Oh, good grief. This is Jordi Lemoine, the singing four-year-old. His parents encouraged independence from them pretty much right away. And so in 1992, Jordi recorded, for us all, his message of emancipated toddlerhood. Come on, kids, he wailed. Complain if your parents stick you in front of the TV. Jordi is all grown up now. He's 21 and still in work, singing with his band Jordi and the Dixies. Strangely, the British guide doesn't include novelty pop music as a career parents might suggest for their stay-at-home kids. Can't think why not. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.